much time do you guys spend on your phones? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, April 30th, 2026, and we just heard All Day Project with One More Time. Now, do you think it's even worth the effort to try to limit how much time you spend on your digital devices? Or do you think it's a hopeless cause? What about for growing kids and the younger generations? We have a concerning report about the amount of time Korean teens are spending on the tubes. It's not even the amount of time they're spending on their phones. It's just one app, guys. And it's raising red flags everywhere. According to a study by the Seoul Institute, over 95% of high school freshmen and sophomores in Seoul are spending nearly 11 hours a week watching videos. That's 11 hours a week outside of the time they sleep and go to school, guys. It's so sad. And it's just one app. The report had more to say. The average student got their first smartphone at the age of 10, discovered online videos before that, and opened a social media account by around 13 years. So, by high school, they've already completed several seasons of their digital coming-of-age story. Other than a host of other issues that this might cause in the long term, researchers dug deep into one issue in particular: real-world social skills. They warn that kids are becoming increasingly used to communicating on social media, which makes sense. I mean, why have an awkward face-to-face conversation when you can just, send a meme and just disappear? But have you thought about the repercussions this might bring to our future? Pretty scary. Well, we have the perfect song for y'all right now. This is Choi Yeena with Smartphone. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Sip on that tea or coffee or any beverage that you want right now. Sit back, relax, and enjoy all the info that we have in store, too. Now, the use or overuse of digital devices, especially among the younger generation, is quite concerning. Although test scores aren't everything, it is a quantitative reflection of where things are headed if we don't act right now. Now, in the early 2000s, schools started handing out laptops and tablets to young students thinking, it's the future of education. Digital textbooks, coding classes were the craze, and it became a global trend. Now, fast forward to today, and what do we see? Kids are definitely, tech savvy. They do most of their assignments online using laptops and computers. They usually have about 17 tabs open. They're in 5 or 6 groups chats, of course, while, asking everything through AI. And the big question is, are students really learning? Experts say, not really. They say Gen Z, arguably the most tech-equipped generation ever, might actually be struggling more with focus and memory than previous generations. That's because of the constant distractions, every notification, every scroll. It trains your brain to skim instead of think. It's like trying to study while your phone whispers, hey, look at me, put your book down, focus on me. So now, some schools are pushing back, which they should have done years ago, guys. Less screen time, more focus, even actual thinking without Wi-Fi. Oh my! Kids are probably gonna go crazy over this. Because learning isn't supposed to be easy, guys. It's supposed to feel a little uncomfortable. Like going to the gym, but for your brain. So maybe the future of education isn't about convenience and getting things done quickly. Maybe it's about taking time to let your brain do the actual thinking. I know some Gen Z listeners right now are like, no! Too bad! Suck it up. I have a perfect song right now for you to soak it all in. We have Yang Yo's Help with Brain and Kiss of Life with Think Twice. Your two cents! You guys know that we love to connect with our listeners and hear your answers to a question that we post on the gram every week. And of course, you have a chance to win a prize. And who doesn't like a prize? It's free, of course. And our Y2C question for this week was, tell us about the K-pop group reunions that you are looking forward to this year. Yes, it's about all the reunions in K-pop right now. You guys know that 101 is making a comeback as a group with a brand new reality show. And IOI members are reuniting for the 10th anniversary, of course, this year. And who knows what other reunions are awaiting us. You know, we got the Big Bang come back. We got BTS that came back this year. A lot of groups, guys. A lot of groups. I heard Davichi is supposed to come back. I don't know. I think there's another group or person coming back that I'm not supposed to say their names. But either way, comebacks are happening in 2026. So you guys tell us which group you want to see come back this year. We're going to get right into it. Our first answer is from at June Genie. Fly to the sky, of course. Seeing them together always warms my heart. The trust and brotherhood remain genuine, while so much in the media feels like fake or exaggerated. Whatever type of reunion they choose, whether it's a musical performance, a TV show, YouTube, a bazaar, playing basketball, or just dog walking, it'll make us happy. I know this person. I don't know why I gave you like a slight southern accent. But I feel like if you speak English, this is what you'll sound like. I mean, she does speak English, but yes, I feel like this is what you're, if you were like a native English speaker, this is what you'll sound like. But yeah, in a way, I guess we kind of did make a comeback because we're doing more TV appearances together. You know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea where the word comeback doesn't always have to be just because you're in a music group that you have to make an album. If you had a long hiatus and you didn't show your faces together as a group for a long time, that's also considered a comeback, I guess, because Hwani and I weren't doing talk shows for a long time either. And now we're doing more together, you know, on the tubes. You know, I was recently at his concert. I'll just say we're probably going to be doing more talk shows anyway together. I was at a wedding recently that was aired on his show, a show that he's on. So, and there's other shows that we will be on together. So keep that in mind. And with that answer, we are going to play a song by our group, Fly to the Sky. And it's called Your Season, 너의 계절. All right, that was Fly to the Sky with 너의 계절. And we're going to get into more of your answers. And the next one is from at 852 Conley. Message, hashtag 101, no doubt, with like, I want to say 10 hearts. I'm assuming that's 10 hearts. I didn't count at all. Or 12 hearts, 10. Yeah, 10. All right. And we had another response from at love underscore 101, who also wrote hashtag 101 only. Yes. Okay, I guess this person only wants 101 to come back. Okay, no other group in the world, just 101. Okay. Well, 101 doesn't have new music out yet, y'all, but they just came back with a new reality show of their own. It's called 101 Go Back to Base, which started airing just 2 days ago on April 28th. So I'm sure you're already watching it if you're a 101 fan. But those of you who don't know about it, go check it out. I'm letting y'all know. And moving on right now, we have one from Lonnie Matugis from the Book of Faces. I would really love to see Shinhwa perform together again on stage this year. Well, unfortunately, we haven't heard any news from Shinhwa, okay, on them coming back. All right, so if I get any news from the members, I mean, you guys know that I was recently at Minu's wedding. Minhyung just got married. And then we know that Chunjin, his wife, just started her tubes, and I promoted that as well because Chunjin literally texted me saying, can you promote my wife's YouTube? So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And then he texted me saying, when are you going to invite me to your house? So I'm like, oh, I don't know. Good thing you don't have children yet. Does he? Does he have kids yet? Yeah, I don't think he has kids yet. Yeah. My rule is I'm not going to invite my friends in the business who have kids to my house. My house is a no kid zone for home. Yeah. I'm going to make that hashtag NKZH. Hashtag that to my house. All right, with that said, we're going to play two songs for you guys. First up, 101 IPU, 약속해요. And then, 신화 with I Pray For You. All right, that was 신화 with I Pray For You. And we're going to move on with more of your answers before we announce today's winner. And the next one is from Sammy Mosad from the Book of Faces. I would really love to see 21 reunite again. Didn't they just come back not too long ago? Like, I was hoping for answers to people who have been, like, you know, no comeback for a long time. You know what I'm saying? 21 recently came back and I went to the concert, so yeah. But I mean, I guess I get it. The music and energy were truly unique, and they left a strong impact that still lives on today. A full reunion would be such a legendary moment for all K-pop fans around the world. We had Shahado Hussan also said, I would really love to see 21 reunite again. Let's get to, hope for them to come back as a full group. I know that's what you guys want. And then we're going to get into our last answer for this week. It is from Ilhelm Aura. Hello, DJ Brian. There are K-pop groups that I like. Some of them disbanded and others stopped their activities for a long time. I will mention among them the group BAP. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. So my cousin, Miju, I just called her name out. Everyone knows her. Her favorite group was BAP. And since BAP disbanded, she moved to BTS. They were a very talented group and their songs were beautiful and amazing. If they had a reunion, it would be something wonderful. I hope BTS fans listening who know my cousin aren't going to be like, oh my gosh, you used to like them and you moved to us? I mean, she has no choice. There's not a BAP group right now, you know? Anyways, yes, BAP. I used to see them all the time because our dancers were BAP dancers. So we'd go to the Unzipshir, the dance studio, and then we'd always bump into them all the time. So, yeah, they were good dudes. But unfortunately, they aren't together anymore. But, yeah, you never know. In the future, the group might be, the members might be like, guys, let's get back together again. You know, you don't always have to be in the same company. But if you truly want to work together again, it could happen. So never lose hope. All right, keep your fingers crossed. And with that said, we're going to wrap up our segment, and we still have a winner to announce, but we still are going to play the two songs of the groups you guys mentioned. We have 21 with Clap Your Hands, 박수쳐, and then BAP with Crash, 대박 사건. All right, that was BAP Crash, 대박 사건, and y'all know what time it is. It's time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is at 852H Conley. Congratulations. And if that is you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. Don't that sound amazing? But don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, email, whatever it was you got in contact with us with so it can find you, even the date that you've won. And remember, you guys can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse at a purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on the Wednesday and Thursday playlists. And with that said, we have two great songs coming your way. We got Wendy with Alec Benjamin with Emotions. And then we have Taeyong of NCT featuring Anderson Bach with Rock Solid. Alrighty, guys, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a great song taking us out right now. We have Ive with Attitude. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Jude. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect